The budget this afternoon must first of all focus on the determination of the government to control its deficit and bring the total government debt as a percentage of the total economy down. Because we are all a little bit worried that if the deficit remains at 6-7% levels of the total economy, that the government debt as a percentage of the total economy could reach 80% before 2030. And if that's the case, then of course the interest payments on those debt levels could absorb a lot of all the revenue that the government receives by way of taxes. So it's important, first of all, to focus on discipline in terms of government expenditure. And we know that the large percentage of money that is spent on salaries, wages, social grants, that eats a lot up of the total revenue that the government receives every year. And of course, if we look at that, the number of people on social grants are about 28-29 million people, which indicates that, yeah, it's almost 50%. The latest figures were about 47% of the total population is dependent on grants. Therefore, on the money that we as taxpayers pay and the government then hands over to these people. Of course, there's a lot of money that gets lost in the system because of all the administration that has to be taken care of. So we are always a little bit worried about how much of our rand that we pay in tax eventually reaches the beneficiaries of all these social grants. But I suppose that the government will once again look at the COVID grant, the about 370 rand a month that is paid to quite a number of people these days. And it's almost already a permanent sort of item on the budget, and this will carry on. I can't see that the government can go back and say they're not going to pay this. Therefore, we actually know that this will be a permanent item on the budget. At the same time, if we look at salaries and wages, you know, about 2 million civil servants. So if you add that onto the number of social grants, then we know that about 50% of the people in South Africa are dependent on the payments made by government, and that is dependent on the taxes that we and the companies and the VAT and the sin taxes have to pay into government coffers. So I think first of all, they have to look at discipline. The one thing that stands out is that we must remember that there is just no room for wastage, money spent on idle projects. There is no room for corruption in terms of government expenditure. They'll have to have a very clear roadmap in front of them to see that they will control these expenditures and that the control measures will be there to see that corruption and wastage doesn't take place. At the same time, if we look at the budget, I think there is a little bit more room for the government to move with the budget in terms of the fact that it seems to us that there is a windfall tax coming into the coffers of the government by way of the extra profits that were made by the precious metal mining companies. And those are the gold mines, the platinum mines, the palladium mines, rhodium mines. So there are quite a number of those companies that make or made quite healthy profits because of the sharp increase in those prices over the last year. Overall, we also think that the VAT income is going to be quite a good figure, positive figure. So if we look at that, there is some money. The important thing is, of course, that the government mustn't squander this money. They must really utilize it to create the environment in which the economy can grow, because it's so important that we can get the economy growing, that we have an economy which creates jobs. And of course, there are other factors which are not in the area of the Minister of Finance, like the labor laws. We'll have to have a very good look at the labor laws in South Africa to see whether we can ease up those sort of restrictions on the people that we employ in business, and how we handle people in the environment, in the workplace. So if we look at that, then we say, yeah, there are factors that are outside of the Minister of Finance responsibility, but at the same time, create an environment. And therefore, we are looking at a situation where the government could also adjust the tax brackets, and thereby, as we call it, the bracket creep that affects everyone that gets a salary and a wage and gets an increase. And that could mean that they land in another bracket where they are paying higher taxes, to bring those brackets to levels where you can earn more and don't get into a higher tax bracket. So we would see that as one of the basic things that the Minister of Finance should do, to create some space, breathing space, especially for the middle class in South Africa, so that we can perhaps have more room to spend a little bit more to get the economy moving. But of course, at the same time, also look at infrastructure, at capital expenditure, but get the private sector to assist them in doing these projects, because I don't think that the expertise lies within the public sector. And once again, try and get the government out of the economy. That would benefit the economy tremendously.